Well, I think for the country it's important that we voted yes, because, you know, the alternative, I think, would be very difficult for the future of not only Donegal and the rest of the country, but maybe for Europe. And at the end of the day, you know, if we need funding in 2 years' time, then we have to be in the club. And if we're outside the club, the way things are happening in Europe, we would be left way behind.
It's expected that only 4 constituencies in the country are going to reject the treaty, 2 of them are here in Donegal. Are you disappointed with how the people of Donegal voted?
Oh, I mean, that's democracy. People, I respect the vote of the people in Donegal, and maybe it's Donegal people express themselves in the fashion that other counties don't. I don't think it's a totally no vote. A lot of it was maybe a protest about things happening, but I think Donegal is the county that needs most funding in the country, and you know, there's no harm at times to rattle the cage, but I think nationally it's important, you know, people in Donegal vote as they have done in referenda, and sometimes it's for different reasons, but at the same time that's democracy. I can't criticise anyone for voting. As the people that didn't come out to vote, I think I would criticise.
Do you think the fact that Donegal has been one of the counties most affected by austerity is the reason why this county has voted no?
Well, I don't think Donegal is much more affected by austerity than other counties. You know, I speak to TDs and senators and the media, you know, other counties and inner city Dublin, inner city Cork, you know, a lot of areas are affected. So I don't think Donegal is any worse off, but the fact that there's a mood of maybe anti-government at the minute, and Donegal seems to be a lightning rod for certain individuals in the county who are using this treaty not as a treaty referendum, not as a debate on the treaty, but as a debate on something else that they were promoting, because there's different groups were no, not because of the fiscal treaty, but because of their own agendas.